Michael, remember way back when we used to do the show, a long time ago, I can't even remember how far back, when we used to talk to Fred Taylor? Remember what that was like? Fred Taylor, remember?
Fred, I think I know a guy named, I know a guy named Fred. I think so.
Hello, Fred.
It's been a long time.
Sounds like you guys are throwing me under the bus.
No, we missed you.
Sounds familiar, Fred Taylor. Good to hear you again.
I miss you all, too. I wasn't far away.
It's nice to hear you again. It's nice to see you back on the practice field again. How'd the week go for you?
Week went well. Had some soreness, but that was expected. But overall, I think it was productive. I'll continue to build from it and, you know, make this thing that much better.
What was it like for you, Fred, just mentally going through this? Because we got a lot of calls on it. People don't understand turf toe. We've explained many times how painful it is and how, like, some great players in NFL history, like Jack Lambert, had to retire because of turf toe. What was it like dealing with a toe injury?
Probably about 20% of me felt like Jack at one point. It's a frustrating injury. I mean, every step you take, you re-aggravate it with each step. And I always compare it to a sore thumb or a sprained thumb in that every time, like I said, every time you take a step, it's brutal. And for me, the one that I did on the left foot was actually a slightly torn tendon ligament. And the right foot was a turf toe from after the first game of the season. And I would always tease when I would hear other guys talking about turf toe this, turf toe that. And I would be like, you guys, come on, get off the bench. Just stop being a softie until you get it. So I have the utmost respect for those guys that have had this injury.
You know what the problem is? It's just the word toe in the whole thing. We think, oh, toe, what's the big deal? Come on.
It's the center of your universe.
It becomes that, doesn't it?
Once that thing gets banged up or hurt, you start altering your walk, then you alter your run, and then you compensate, and then all of a sudden you have tight calves, which leads to tight hamstrings, which leads to a tight back, which leads to pull muscles. So, I mean, it's the center of your entire universe, and I respect anyone that had to endure turf toe, especially if they've had a severe case like the most recent one that I had. But I'm feeling better now. Yeah, I like to talk about my improvement, and I'm feeling a whole lot better.
Was your mind playing tricks on you at any time? Did you say, all right, well, hey, Fred, if this is happening to you at this age, maybe it's time for me to step away from this game? Were you having any thoughts like that?
Not in the present. I've had thoughts like that with several injuries throughout my career. But we heal. That's the beauty of being human. We do heal. It takes some time. And the one thing about this, I think the craziest thought that I had was last year coming in, my personal expectations were high as they had ever been, considering I was coming to a team that was always in it, the caliber of players on the offense. And then after the fourth game, I go out with a severe high ankle sprain, which led to surgery. Rehab that throughout the off season. Looking forward to coming back this year, trying to improve on last year, and with hopes of not getting injured. And then this thing happened. So it's very frustrating, but I do understand that this is the game we play. Those are the cards that I was dealt. And my thing is to keep on trying to push forward and persevere and try and get back and help the team at whatever point.
Obviously, you don't make the decision on Sunday. Your coaches do. But for those of us who don't play NFL football, we look at it and say, man, Fred wants to come back against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Couldn't you pick somebody easier than that?
Well, I think for those people that don't know, like a lot of them that might not know, if they check the all-time record books, I think I'm the guy who's the all-time leading rusher against that team. So, I mean, I get excited when I hear, the word Steelers and that color and what they bring and what they are about and what they've always been about, the tradition of that team. I mean, if you want to, show that you're one of the best, Pittsburgh is definitely the team to bring that challenge out. because they are, and they always are, in the top every single year defensively. So if you like competition, you're looking at it this Sunday.
You know, you're not supposed to be able to run against that team. Why do you think you've had so much success against them?
Well, for Pittsburgh, you have to be patient. Each run can't be a home run. Certain teams, you have to alter your running styles and know when to take your shot. But you have to be extremely patient with those guys, and you have to run physical, downhill, one cut. And we've always been taught against the Steelers just to one cut, you know, stick your foot in the ground, get three, get four, get three negative yards. Try to stay away from the negative, but realistically, they're good, a very good defense. And you get three and four, and then four turns into 10, and then maybe 20. And you just have to have that mindset going in.
And we haven't had a chance to talk to you since Danny Woodhead became a teammate. We did get a chance to talk to Danny at one point, and I know how tall he really is. Were you surprised when you saw how good a football player this guy was?
When you hear his stats, you're like, whoa. But, yeah, I was very surprised. I mean, he has a small package, but that's to his advantage. Like with Maurice Jones-Drew, his height or lack of, that's a joke, is his advantage. And he plays well. I mean, he studies. We sit beside each other in the team meeting room, and he's always asking questions. He's always writing down notes. I think he takes more notes than I do. And if you ask anyone around, I take a lot of notes. So everything he's gotten to this point, he's definitely earned.
You know, Fred, I think you have just, in this conversation, you have just crushed our dreams of being NFL coaches. You know, we were talking before you came on about facing the Steelers, and the best way to attack them is to spread them out in the passing game. And then you come on and say, you know, I've had some good days against them. So, you know, we would be terrible coaches because we would have ignored that you've actually run the ball against the Steelers.
Well, no, I don't think you would be terrible coaches. But
sure we would.
Oh, we would. Yeah, we'd be awful.
We'd be bad coaches. We'd be bad.
It comes in the form of film review, you know, and like I said, having patience and taking your chance, taking your shot when you see the look that you've seen on tape. And that's what I've done over the years versus these guys. But spreading them out isn't a bad thing, or running right at them isn't a bad thing. You just have to have a great mix and take what they're giving you.
As you've been in the league now, do you look at successful franchises differently than you did when you were coming out of Florida? I mean, it's just, you look at it, Fred, in the last 10 years, the Steelers are always around the prize. The Patriots are always hanging around. The Colts are always hanging around. Just look at these successful franchises. Are you more amazed by that now than you were then? Or did you even acknowledge it at the time?
I don't think I really paid a whole lot of attention to it at the time. I mean, I was pretty much caught in the moment. Whatever was in front of me, that's all I saw at the time. But as I, since I've been in the NFL, I mean, you got to tip your hat off more so to the, I mean, each team has very good players. A lot of teams have great players. And from the standpoint of management, when you look at a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, the nucleus of that team, more so the defense, majority of those guys have been playing together 6-7 years. When you look at other teams, you know, they'll have a group of guys that will probably play together 3 years, and then they'll break that up. But the Steelers, man, I look over there, and with the exception of maybe one or two names, those guys have been together 7 years, 8 years. Casey Hampton, the Aaron Smith, Troy Polamalu, James Ferrier, I mean, Ike Taylor, those guys have been together for a while. And when teams don't break or disrupt that marriage and let the guys know each other, I think you give yourself a better opportunity to be more successful.
You just
be successful.
Yeah, you just rattled off some names. And I know you guys get tests from the coaching staff to make sure you're paying attention. What was one of your test things that you had to be aware of or something that you had to be that you had to be on top of this week?
Well, it's usually it's speaking for myself, I've been around, and that's just part of my individual studies, knowing the depth chart, knowing who's out there, who's the starters, who are the backups, their top backups, and then going forward. There's never really a trick question or anything of that sort for me, but it's usually along the lines of how would this guy tackle you, or how does this linebacker blitz, or maybe even what are their top blitzes that you've seen on film. Stuff like that, typical questions that I expect every week.
Fred, how involved were you able to stay during the time that you were rehabilitating?
Very involved. I mean, I didn't want to. If I'm mentally sharp, I'm halfway home, because God gave me talent and the physical abilities to go out there and play. But mentally, you know, you can lose it if you're not out there using it, like they say. So as far as watching film, staying in it, staying in the moment is what my old running back coach, Coach Poehler, would say. You have to live in the moment. And I would be in the meetings. I would attend the meetings and then do my rehab when they would be out on the field practicing.
Well, hey, Fred, feel free to stop by anytime, man. Check in. It's been a while since we talked to you.
Yeah, I know. And maybe I can bring some coaching points for you guys.
We need them. We need them.
For you get the right contract you deserve.
Well, you know, but you got to, you know, Fred, you got to go way back. I mean, the notes that you're taking right now are a little too advanced. You got to go back and treat us like we're third and fourth graders.
No, I don't think that. You guys have been around the game. You talk about it, and I guarantee you know a lot more than you probably think you know. Trust me. Trust me on that.
Fred, it was fun talking to you again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You take
care.
All
right, Fred. Thanks.
That is Patriots running back Fred Taylor.